Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Now, I don't know about you, but even from the age of probably 11 and on, a position of leadership was seen as a very desirable and easy life. Man, it was seen by me, especially in my early days in the Boy Scouts, as a way that I could get what I wanted and have all of the power to do everything that I wanted to do. And because I was in charge, naturally, everything would be perfect. Because in my 11-year-old mind, all of my ideas were perfect. Now, if you're anything like me, you realize that is a whole lot of nothing. And that leadership is much harder than it looks like. And today in our reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, I think it's a call out for all leaders out there. So if you are a leader, whether for your family or for your community or for your business, I encourage you to tune your ears in today to what Paul has to say. This is a reading from 2 Thessalonians. We instruct you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to shun any brother who walks in a disorderly way and not according to the tradition that they receive from us. For you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor do we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. This greeting is in my own hand, Paul's. This is the sign in every letter. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. Now, Paul has some challenging words here, but I think that we can break them apart and create some tangible steps for us out there. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, I guess I don't need to listen to this because I'm not a leader, I encourage you to change your thought pattern there, because all of us are models for others. We as people all get our frame of reference from those around us. So if you're considering yourself not a leader, I'd encourage you to look in the areas of your life where you have influence. Even if you are a son or a daughter in a family, you still have influence over those around you. You still lead those around you in your schools, in your parishes, in your communities. In this reading, Paul calls all of those leaders he's writing to what he and his fellow workers were called on to. That they worked in toil and drudgery, night and day, simply so they wouldn't burden those that they were living with. He gives challenging commandments, like the phrase about if those who are unwilling to work, neither should they eat. Paul more so meant that for himself than for anyone else. He was willing to live up to the example he set forth. And most importantly, I think of all of this. He gives so many great examples and models of how he lived and worked, but the most important thing was that it was personal and intimate. That this letter wasn't written by someone else to the Thessalonians, but Paul, as he says at the end, himself wrote this letter out for them. That he was personal and intimate with those that he was leading. That he desired peace for them. So even in the challenge, even in the difficult phrases that Paul gives to his people in Thessalonica, he wants them to have peace, not control over them, but that they might live in a way that the Lord Jesus would always be with them. He wants peace and eternal life for them. That's why he calls them onto challenging things. That's why he calls himself onto challenging things as a model for them. So today, all you leaders out there, Paul and I exhort you to live in a way that is worthy to be imitated by those around you, by those that you lead, by those that you follow. This has been a scripture reflection on the first reading, Paul's letter to Thessalonians. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, God bless, and have a great morning.